ever feel like you're living in the business version of the Twilight Zone? You've got the perfect website that costs a small fortune. Your messaging was crafted by top copywriters. Your team delivers exceptional results. Yet somehow, your prospects still aren't getting it. They're choosing inferior competitors, haggling over your prices, or worse, not even seeing you as an option. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Here's something that might explain why. Our research studying over 500 B2B companies revealed a startling insight. While 82% of businesses have invested heavily in their branding, messaging, and delivery, only 14% have successfully integrated these elements into a cohesive system. The cost of this disconnect? Well, the average B2B company is bleeding between 15 and 25% of their potential revenue due to the identity misalignment. It's like having all the ingredients for a gourmet meal, but missing the recipe that brings them together. Today, I'm going to give you that recipe. I'll show you the exact blueprint that turned a struggling consulting firm's fragmented identity into a client-attracting powerhouse, doubling their close rate in just 90 days. If you've been following our identity series, you've got all the pieces. Now it's time to put them together in a way that actually drives revenue.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today, we're wrapping up our deep dive into what I call the identity coin. If you're just joining us, you've picked up the perfect time to jump in, because today, we're putting all the pieces together in an actionable blueprint you can use to transform your business identity from fragmented to formidable. Of course, I do suggest listening to the previous four episodes to get all of the details of what we are talking about. But for now, let me give you a quick recap. Over the last four episodes, we've unpacked the three essential elements of business identity. We started with exploring surface identity, how your business looks, sounds, and feels to the outside world. Then we dove into narrative identity, the story your business tells and how it resonates with your market. And in the last episode, we uncovered the power of audience identity, understanding how your market sees themselves in relation to your brand. Think of these elements like ingredients in a master chef's kitchen. Individually, they're valuable, but it's the recipe, the precise way they come together, that creates something truly extraordinary. And that's exactly what we're cooking up today. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Buzz, I've got all these ingredients. I've been following along, taking notes, and maybe even starting to implement some changes. But something still feels off. Well, that's because understanding the components of the business identity is only half the battle. The real magic, and I mean the kind of magic that doubles close rates and triples qualified leads, happens in the integration. That's why today's episode is different. We're rolling up our sleeves. Well, I don't have any sleeves today if you're watching video, but you get the idea. And we're going to get practical. I'm not just going to tell you what to do. I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. We'll walk through what I call the identity integration blueprint, a step-by-step framework that helped hundreds of businesses transform their fragmented identity into a powerful revenue-generating engine. And here's what makes this approach different. We're not just going to focus on theory. I'm going to share you real implementation stories, both successes and failures, so you can learn from others' experiences. You'll see exactly how the software company went from confusing their marketing to commanding premium prices, how a consulting firm doubled their close rate in 90 days, and how a professional services provider finally broke free from the commodity trap. So grab a pen and paper, or at least sharpen mental notes, because what you're about to learn isn't just another marketing strategy. It's a complete system for aligning every aspect of your business identity in a way that actually drives revenue. And if you're thinking, well, I don't have time for a complete overhaul, don't worry. I'll show you how to implement these changes in phases, starting with the quick wins that can generate immediate results. And if that still seems overwhelming, then check the show notes for a special offer for me and my team at Buzzworthy Marketing to do a free strategy session with you. Before we dive into implementation, let's take a moment to see how all these pieces fit together. And I'm not just talking about surface level understanding. I want you to really grasp how these elements create your identity ecosystem. Let's start with the surface identity, your business's first impression. In episode 6, we talked about how this isn't just your logo or your website. It's every visible touch point your market encounters. Think about walking into an Apple store, the clean lines, the specific ways that employees greet you, even the temperature of the room, that surface identity working at its peak. But here's what we discovered. Even perfect surface identity can't overcome deeper misalignments. It's like having an impeccably designed storefront, but a chaotic, disorganized experience inside. Then we explored narrative identity, your business's story, but not just any story. We're talking about that transformational narrative that positions you as the guide to your client's journey. Remember that consulting firm I mentioned that was stuck at 12% close rate? They had a brilliant story about their expertise, their achievements, their capabilities, but it was the wrong story. Their market wasn't looking for another hero. They were looking for their Obi-Wan Kenobi, someone to guide them through their challenges. And just last episode, we uncovered the power of audience alignment, understanding not just who your market is, but how they see themselves in relation to your brand. This is where most businesses have their biggest blind spot. They focus on telling their story without understanding their role in their client's story.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
These three elements don't just sit side by side. They create what I call the trust triangle. Think about it like this. Your surface identity attracts attention. Your narrative identity builds connection, and your audience identity creates resonance. When these align, they create a powerful gravitational pull that naturally attracts your ideal clients. Let me show you what this looks like in action. I worked with an IT company that was struggling to justify their premium pricing. Their surface identity screamed high-end technology. Their narrative identity told a compelling story about innovation. But their audience identity, that's where things fell apart. They were positioning themselves as technical wizards when their market was actually looking for intellectual property guardians. Once we aligned these elements, something magical happened. Their surface identity still conveyed premium quality, but now it emphasized business outcomes over technical specifications. Their narrative shift from "we're the smartest people in the room" to "we help smart people safeguard their brilliant decisions." And their audience identity focused on the protection their clients wanted, not just the technology they were buying. The result? Their average deal size increased by 41%, and their sales cycle shortened by half. Not because they changed their product or lowered their prices, but because they finally created what I called the identity coherence, where every element works together to create a clear, compelling, and consistent message that resonates with their market. The trust triangle, if you will. This is the power of treating your business identity as a unified system rather than separate elements. When your surface identity supports your narrative identity, which aligns with your audience identity, you create that trust multiplier. Each element reinforces the others, creating compounding effects that make your marketing more effective, your sales conversations more compelling, and your client relationships more profitable. Now that we understand how surface, narrative, and audience identity work together, let's talk about the framework that ensures they stay aligned. I call it the identity integration matrix. It's built on three critical alignment points that will transform how your market perceives, engages with you, and ultimately buys from your business. Think of your business identity like a combination lock. You can have all the right numbers, but if they're not in the right sequence, that vault is an opening. That's exactly how the identity integration matrix works. It ensures your message, model, and metrics are not just present, but perfectly sequenced to unlock maximum market response. Let's start with the message alignment. This is where most businesses think they have it figured out. But let me share a quick story that might change your mind. I worked with a cybersecurity firm that was struggling to close enterprise deals. Their messaging was technically perfect. They talked about their advanced threat detection, their AI-powered analytics, their 99.9% uptime. But here's what we discovered when we dug deeper. While they were messaging technical excellence, the enterprise prospects were actually looking for something entirely different. Peace of mind for their board of directors. The gap between their message and their market's needs was costing them millions in opportunities. Once we realigned their messaging to focus on board-level confidence and executive peace of mind, the enterprise close rate tripled. Same service, different story, dramatically better results. The next step is to look at model alignment. This is where your business model needs to support your identity promises. I recently worked with a professional services firm that claimed to be, quote, revolutionary in their marketing. But they had the same tired billing model as every other firm in their space. This disconnect was obvious to their market, and it was killing their credibility. We helped them develop what we called the promise profit alignment, ensuring their business model actually delivered on their identity promises. They moved from hourly billing to outcome-based pricing, created service packages that aligned with their market's transformation goals, and built in accountability metrics that proved their approach. Within 6 months, their average project value increased by 140%. Finally, we have metrics alignment. This is the piece that turns identity from an art into a science. Most businesses track vanity metrics and tell them nothing about identity effectiveness. They look at website traffic instead of message resonance, social media likes instead of market engagement, and revenue without considering identity alignment's impact on their bottom line. Let me show you how this all comes together with a real-world example. Remember that IT company I mentioned earlier? The one struggling to justify their premium pricing? Here's exactly how we applied the identity integration matrix. And this transformed their business. First, we aligned their message. Instead of leading with the technical specifications, they focused on intellectual property protection. Their new messaging positioned them as your innovation's first line of defense. This wasn't just a tagline. It was a complete identity shift that resonated deeply with their market's core concerns. Then we aligned their model. They moved from a per-device pricing to a value-based packages to built around what they were really selling, peace of mind and risk mitigation. They created three tiers of service, Guardian, Sentinel, and Sovereign, each with progressively more comprehensive protection and strategic advisory services. Finally, we established new metrics that actually measured identity effectiveness. Instead of just tracking closed deals, we monitored things like initial meeting to proposal conversion rates, price resonance frequency, client identity alignment scores, and strategic upgrade acceptance rates. The result? Within 90 days, 3 months, their average deal size increased by 41%. More importantly, price was no longer the primary objection in sales conversations. They successfully shifted from competing on technical specs to winning on identity alignment. All right, now it's time to go one more level deeper and get tactical. I'm about to share what I call the identity implementation blueprint, the exact framework we use with our clients to turn identity concepts into revenue-generating reality. Ready? Great. Let's first talk about the three phases of implementing what makes this work. Phase one is what I call the quick win sprint. This is a 30-day period where we focus on the most visible misalignments that are costing you money right now. I worked with a consulting firm last quarter that was bleeding opportunities because their LinkedIn presence told one story while their sales conversations told another. In just 3 weeks of their alignment work, their conversation to proposal rate jumped from 22% to 38%. Here's exactly what you'll do in phase one. First, audit all client-facing content for message consistency. Then update your first impression touch points and train your team on the new messaging framework. Then implement initial tracking metrics. Phase two is the system integration period, typically lasting about 60 to 90 days. This is where we ensure your operational model actually supports your identity promises. Remember, you can't claim to be innovative if your delivering methods are stuck in the last decade. I see too many businesses skip this phase and jump straight to marketing. That's like painting a house with structural problems. It might look better temporarily, but those foundational issues aren't going away. In phase two, you'll align your service delivery with your identity promises. Update your pricing and packaging to reflect your positioning. Create new client onboard processes that reinforce your identity and develop measurement systems for tracking identity alignment. The last phase is what I call the scale and optimize phase. This is where we build systems that allow you to align your identity to scale without breaking. This typically starts around day 90 and continues as an ongoing process. I approach this phase like I would any atomic habit. Try to get 1% better every week, which over time will create exponential growth for your company. By now, you might be a touch overwhelmed, but don't worry. I have a link in the show notes to a download outlining the blueprint and the realistic timeline for you to implement your own identity blueprint. And remember the link to our complimentary strategy session if you would like some one-to-one help. I want to be sure that you have everything you need to be successful. So please take advantage of the resources I'm sharing in the show notes. Now let's take a deep breath. Wow. We've covered a lot of ground in this identity series, and I want to take a moment to bring it all together. Because here's the truth about business identity. It's not just about how you look, what you say, or even how you deliver. It's about creating a seamless experience that transforms how your market perceives, engages with, and ultimately buys from your business. Let's recap the key insights from our journey. In episode 5, we uncovered the identity coin concept, that powerful realization that your business identity isn't just what you project, but how your market perceives you. We learned that trying to control your identity without understanding your market perception is like trying to clap with one hand. Episode 6 took us deep into surface identity, where we discovered that consistency isn't just about looking good. It's about creating trust through every touch point. Remember that professional services firm that transformed their close rate by aligning their visual identity with their market's expectations? That's not about prettier designs. It's about deeper resonance. In episode 7, we explored narrative identity, learning that the most powerful story isn't about you, it's about your client's transformation. We saw how shifting from hero to guide can fundamentally change how your market responds to your message. Episode 8 revealed the power of audience identity and how understanding your market's self-perception can transform your entire approach. We learned that it's not just about knowing your audience, it's about understanding their story and your role in it. And today, we've brought it all together with the identity integration matrix, showing you exactly how to align these elements into a revenue generating system. But here's what I really want you to take away from this series. Your business identity isn't just a marketing tool. It's your most valuable business asset. When properly aligned, it becomes a client attraction system that works 24/7, bringing you exactly the kind of opportunities you want. So what's next? Well, it's time to take action. Knowing what to do doesn't help anyone until we take action. For next week's topic, well, I'm going to move on to the fourth pillar of your growth blockade, visibility. We'll be diving deep into how to get your newly aligned identity in front of exactly the right people at exactly the right time with exactly the right message. You won't want to miss it. But before we wrap up, I have a challenge for you. If you aren't committed to executing the entire identity blueprint, do yourself a favor and at least take one element from today's episode, just one, and implement it this week. Maybe it's updating your LinkedIn profile to align with your market story. Maybe it's reframing your service descriptions to focus on transformation instead of features. Whatever you choose, take action. And to be sure to grab the Identity Integration Blueprint from the show notes, and don't forget to book your complimentary strategy session. My team and I are here to help you turn these concepts into reality. Until next time, this is Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.